with Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're all with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from Despicable Me 3, which is out now. How are you, Miranda?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You look beautiful. I love the haircut.
Oh, thanks. I just cut it a few days ago. My hair's always been long since I was 5. Yeah. So it's cool to finally do something different.
Yeah, no, it's great. Was it just an impulsive thing or just for a role
kind
or something?
No, sort of just
mix it up.
Let's do something different finally. Yeah. And yeah, it's so warm out and I'm happy I did it.
Yeah, no, it looks really good. Is it more maintenance or less maintenance with short hair?
It is way less, I think. It takes like 5 seconds for my hair to dry, so that's awesome.
Yeah, it's totally awesome right there. Speaking of new looks and hair, my man Steve Carell is looking good with the Silver Fox look. Yes, he's got, all of a sudden he's like a sex symbol.
George Clooney.
Yeah, he's like George Clooney. I really wanted to go to the premiere the other night. I had to work on something else because my daughter really wanted to go. We're going to see it, but she wanted to work the carpet. But what do you think about Steve's new Silver Fox look?
I like his look. I think he looks way more handsome. Like, I'm all about his new look.
Yeah, right. A lot of women are saying that. Like, he does look more distinguished and a little, it's just not as funny, like a little more debonair.
Yeah, like a little more dramatic. Seriously.
Yeah. I'm going to stop using Just for Men. You know, I'm starting to get inspired and I totally just outed myself.
I gave some interview and someone asked him about all the reaction to his new look and he said something like, I wish people would stop judging me on the way I look. It's just genetics. I can't help that I look this good. But yeah, it's really funny.
It does really look good. He does look more handsome, which is weird, which is crazy. Let's talk about the movie. You are back as the voice of Margot. And what's your character up to this time?
Well, in the first movie, because she is adopted by Steve Carell's character, Gru, she doesn't have a mom. And now in this movie, Gru has married Kristen Wiig's character, Lucy. And now my character has a mom for the first time. So a lot of my parts in Despicable Me 3 are with Kristen Wiig. And she's getting used to having a mom. And it was really fun.
Oh, that's great. And it's... Gosh, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's been about 10 years, right, since the first one?
So. Yeah, I was 14 when I started on the first Despicable Me, and now I'm 24. So,
wow,
pretty crazy.
That is crazy. And I no idea that the franchise was going to blow up and become what it was, right?
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, I remember doing, when I was recording for the first movie, they actually added the Minions in maybe like halfway through making the movie. They came up with the idea to add Minions. And
It wasn't from the beginning? Wow.
And they brought in a picture, and they were like, we're going to add these little yellow guys, and they're called Minions, and they were showing me different pictures of them, like the chubby short, like the tall guys with the one eye. And I was trying to explain what they were like to my friends and stuff. And they were like, yeah, like that sounds cool. But like they had no idea what I was talking about. And now it's funny because it's like everyone knows what Minions are.
And they have their own spinoff movies.
They
took over. They have their own ride. They totally, the Minions totally took over. I can't believe that, I'm trying to think of the silly Funland right here and all that. Yeah, they got music videos. My kids, that's all they were watching. So they're right in that wheelhouse right now. You get a lot of love at Casa Lopez. You've been balancing going to school at the same time as acting. How tough is that? Because I would find that incredibly difficult to kind of be able to focus.
It's not really too bad just because even though I've been going to USC at the same time, I'll take a semester off to work and then I'll just go to school for a semester. So I'm not really doing both at the same time. I'll kind of just take a break from one and then do the other. So it's not so bad at all.
That's a cool way to do it. School's always going to be there. You don't know exactly if these jobs are always going to be there. So USC isn't going anywhere. How do you like it over there? How do you like being a Trojan?
I like it a lot. I did homeschooling from 5th grade until 12th. So pretty much everything but elementary school. So I was really excited to go to college.
Yeah.
And I think it's worn off a little bit now.
You're over it now?
Yeah. But at the beginning, the first year, I was so excited to be there. I was like, I had like all my new like school supplies. I acted like it was like middle school and I was like going for the
little Trevor Keepers.
All that stuff.
So is it what you thought it would be initially or were you a little overwhelmed? Because that's a big school.
Yeah, for sure. It was kind of hard to find some of the classes. I remember on my first day, I couldn't find my history class and I was freaking out. But then I realized it was a room of 350 people. So nobody noticed that I was late. I thought everyone was going to be staring at me when I came in.
Yeah, right.
yeah, but it wasn't so bad. And now I feel like I have a good hold on like what the campus is like and where things are. And I've met a lot of people and it's really fun.
Do you go to the games and stuff? Do you get involved?
I've never been to a game and I don't get the whole UCLA-USC rivalry. I haven't gotten into it. I have some friends that go to UCLA and they're always like, ooh, like... Because I go to USC.
They try to make it like Crips and Bloods. It's unnecessary. Yeah. So you're really all about the education as opposed to kind of doing the whole... Are you in a sorority?
I'm not in a sorority, but I made friends with sorority people. So.
You're sorority adjacent?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So you get to sample them all and just sort of like stop by.
A little bit of it.
Yeah, that's fun. And what are you majoring in?
Film. Yeah, it's screen. Okay. I really wanted to take screenwriting classes. Yeah. So well,
that's like
what
the best
I'm
school
doing.
Right there. Cool.
Yeah, they have a really great film program.
How much longer do you have to go?
I have about a year and a half left. So.
You got a year and a half. Okay, you're right in the thick
Not
of it right
too
there.
Too bad.
You met any nice Trojan boys there?
No.
No?
I mean, there are plenty of people that are nice and stuff, but yeah, no, I'm looking.
And you're so I'm sure, is it because we're in LA, I'm sure there's a lot of entertainment industry folks that in the school there. So you probably don't get bothered as much as you would, like if you went to University of Illinois, right? Or do you get approached a lot? Because these people probably grew up with you, a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first couple semesters, more people would come up to me and stuff, but, and every time I'd raise my hand, somebody would yell out iCarly right before, like if I wanted to answer a question. It happened a lot.
It's awesome.
But yeah, I feel like now that I've gotten to know some more people and stuff, people don't really bother me much, and it's really just kind of a cool experience. I like the whole, like, I always wanted to go to college because I'm from LA, and when I was 3, an agent just came up to my parents, so it kind of just like happened, and I started going on commercial auditions, and then my parents were like, well, maybe you can put the money aside for college. So yeah, it was always kind of about that.
I had the same deal, as a matter of fact, just kind of fell into it. Wow, you started a lot earlier than I did, though.
How old were you?
I was my first professional thing, I think I was 9, 10.
Oh yeah,
that's three. But I mean, pretty little. My parents didn't know anything, but that's like, yeah, it's money for college. Never went. You did better than me, though. I never went. I live vicariously through these guys.
I only went to college for 2 years.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay, good. Nichols, you went, right?
I went to a trade school, not like college.
Oh, wow. All of us are a bunch of losers. Miranda here is representing all of us. Oh, that's fantastic. You know, I was going to try to balance the two, and I just said, you know what? I'm going to try to stick with this as long as I can until I have to get a real job, according to my dad. So far, so good. I haven't had to get a real job.
You're doing good.
so far, so good. Hey, what was up with the drama I was seeing on the internet involving your old Drake and Josh castmates? That Josh didn't invite Drake to his wedding, and did you get an invite?
I didn't, but I see Drake and Josh just once in a while, and I'll text with them and stuff. And I think that his wedding was like kind of like intimate, like just his
better be here.
Close family.
If you heard it was like 350 people, then you'd be like, hey.
Yeah, then I might be like, hey, why didn't you ask? But yeah, I think it was like a smaller thing, and I'm pretty sure that they're like getting along and stuff. But it's just funny because people are making memes of my character on Drake and Josh was like an evil little sister.
Right.
And I keep seeing all these memes on the internet where it says that I stole the invite that I'm trying to cause the feud between
fun.
Them.
So that's fun. Funny. That's funny. All right. I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers here. Current song you can't get out of your head.
The 1975 Somebody Else.
Well, that was quick. Celebrity crush growing up.
I love Sean on Boy Meets World.
Ryder Strong?
Yes.
Ryder Strong? Come on, that guy.
I thought he was so
First of all, he does have the greatest name ever.
No, his name is doesn't go with his face, but the name.
He's so cute.
Oh, no, he's adorable. Wow, Ryder Strong. Yeah, he should be so lucky. Have you met Ryder Strong?
No, I haven't.
Is Ryder Strong aware of this?
I don't think so.
Have you seen Ryder Strong currently?
No.
Like, could
this
we, like,
was the crush growing up. It may be different
I know,
now.
But if you had a crush on someone growing up,
you're
and you get an opportunity.
Young, how can you? I couldn't imagine you losing it now. I mean,
yeah, we're
going to
look
cute.
Up. He looked up Ryder Strong. Let's see. Google.
Really cute.
Okay. Note to self. I like playing Cupid. When I see Ryder Strong, I'm going to be like, hey, dude. Yeah, you way overachieved, but somebody who you don't deserve to be with has a crush on you.
Oh my
wow,
God.
I would have to step in and just I can hook you up way better, just so you know. All right,
I'm almost more embarrassed that I knew his name instantly.
Yeah,
that, all about it.
We're gonna talk about that. Apparently, that was his celebrity crush going on. What's your biggest pet peeve, Miranda?
My biggest pet peeve, getting up early, is that a pet peeve?
Oh, yes, yes,
I was
it
up
is.
Four today.
Oh, that's bad.
I want to take a butt whooping and get up there. Favorite late night snack?
Ooh, Oreos, but I only eat the inside.
Come on. Yeah. What do you mean you only eat the
I just
inside?
Like the cream on the inside.
Does
it's
someone
so
else
good.
Eat the cookie or do you throw it away?
My mom likes the cookie part and I like the inside.
Oh, so it works out.
Wow, it worked. But the whole deal, it's like.
It's kind of gross though if you lick the inside out and they're eating it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you lick it? You don't even scrape with like your teeth? But it's your mom, so they're
hey,
like
mom,
one the
here's
same.
Some used cookie parts. Yeah.
If like your homie started doing it, then that's a whole different
she
deal.
Loves that.
Wow. Time travel destination.
Ooh. time travel, I would go back to the 80s.
Nice.
Wouldn't go too far.
Hey, I was there. It was great.
What superpower would you like?
I would like to be invisible so that I could spy on people and hear what they were secretly, what they were saying.
Just an eavesdropper, huh?
Yeah, major eavesdropper.
Yeah,
I like
that.
Make
that easy.
I like your style, Miranda Cosgrove.
Thank you, thank you.
You have brothers or sisters?
I don't. It's just me. I have a dog, though. Her name's Penelope. She's a
Havanese.
She looks like a Muppet.
Oh, my God. I got my mom a Havanese.
Really? They're the best.
They're
She's
the best.
So sweet.
Except it's super fat. It's way overfed.
My dog's kind of overweight.
You're too? Really?
Maybe it's a Havanese thing.
Maybe it's the Latin in the dog. I don't know what it is. Meanwhile, Despicable Me 3 is in theaters now. You can follow her on Twitter and Instagram at Miranda Cosgrove. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
On with Mario Lopez.